This week, when President Donald Trump hosted the Prime Minister of Israel, he said there could be ways to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict other than the two-state solution, a Palestinian state alongside Israel. Those comments worried many young Palestinians who fear they will not see an independent homeland. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the West Bank.
The campus of Beer Sheva University sits on a hill just outside the Palestinian city of Ramallah. There are women in headscarves and blue jeans and men showing each other videos on their smartphones. I meet electrical engineering student Amjad Hassan. He says he saw President Trump's press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu online. He's upset with Trump.
He talked about Israel like it's a victim. He didn't seem to care about Palestinians.
Hassan's 22, and he says Trump just confirms what he's always suspected about American leaders.
He doesn't seem to know anything about the reality of the conflict here. He only sees what Israel wants him to see.
Mohammed Abed, a 19-year-old finance student, says Trump does not see that Jewish settlements in the West Bank are hurting Palestinians.
We can say like the settlements are like getting closer to our houses, and they have to search for a solution for that. Problems are getting like bigger over here.
I ask Abed and his friend Basil Nader, an accounting student, if they recognize Israel as a country.
No.
Of course no. It's even not their home.
This is exactly what many Israelis fear. They do not want to grant statehood to a people who don't recognize Israel's right to exist. These students say they would accept Israel if it would give Palestinians rights in a two-state deal. Now they think they might have to fight for that.
We tried everything. We tried negotiating. I think we can take our rights in that way.
The hard way.
But violence will lead nowhere, says Ghassan Khatib. He's a political science professor at Beer Sheva and a former spokesman for the Palestinian Authority. He supports a two-state deal.
It's still the only way for settling this conflict.
He worries about a war in Gaza, where the militant group Hamas is at the helm.
I think the happiest in the world to hear what we heard in this press conference were Hamas, because they have been always saying that this peaceful two states approach is not going to work.
Some Palestinians see Israeli Education Minister Naftali Bennett as the winner after Trump's lack of enthusiasm in negotiations. Bennett leads the pro-settler Jewish Home Party. He told Israel's Army Radio that Trump signified a new era. He said, quote, "The Palestinian flag has been replaced by an Israeli flag. Settlers, however, are only a fraction of Israelis." A poll conducted by an Israeli university and a Palestinian research center showed a slight majority of Israelis still support a two-state deal. About 44% of Palestinians do as well, including 20-year-old Khadija Gawamne, whom I meet in Beer Sheva University's cafeteria. She stands near a poster of Yasser Arafat. I do not see any option, she says. We've started this journey to our own state. Let's finish it. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, The West Bank.